tortoise.
Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the largest con in corporate history. Or is it? That's after a short break.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
was an exceptional year in many ways.
This is Gautam Adani. He's an Indian industrialist and he's one of the richest people in the world. In fact, he was the third richest person in the world, fighting with Jeff Bezos for second until late last month. But a lot has changed in a week.
I'm focused in on Adani right now. We're seeing the bonds absolutely tank across the empire. So a chart I've got up here shows...
And that's because of a group called Hindenburg Research, a small investment research firm based in the US. They are short sellers in the stock market. They bet against companies they think are overvalued or fraudulent. Essentially, they publicly criticize companies and make money by betting that share prices will fall. Here's its founder, Nathan Anderson, speaking to Alex Krotowski for Tortoise.
A bubble, in my view, is when a corner of a market grows, not for reasons deserving of growth. It's an irrational growth based on this perpetual feedback mechanism where if some people invest, maybe the value of the thing goes up, and then people see the value of the thing going up, so then more people jump in, and maybe underneath it, it might in fact be a scam, it might just be insiders stealing, or it might just be one of these kind of perpetual growths that eventually explodes.
Hindenburg Research is in the business of popping those bubbles. In the past, they have taken on and popped the bubbles of an American EV battery maker and a geothermal power firm based in Nevada. And while they won't disclose how much money they have made off these bets, the impact on the companies involved has been substantial. They even offered a $1 million bounty for anyone who could prove their claim that the cryptocurrency Tether was fraudulent. This is actually how we ended up speaking to Nathan Anderson. In our new podcast series, Real Money, Tortoise has set out to win that bounty. Now, Gautam Adani and his company are the latest in the Hindenburg Research crosshairs. And in a 100-page document, compiled over 2 years and published in late January, Hindenburg Research laid out their allegations. They claim that Asia's richest man and one of India's biggest multinational conglomerates have pulled off what they have called the largest con in corporate history. So who are the Adani Group? They mine coal, they run ports, they build airports, manufacture defence equipment, operate fleets of trucks, and they are aiming to become India's biggest green hydrogen producer. But the Hindenburg Research Report claims that over the course of decades, the company engaged in a brazen stock manipulation and accounting fraud scheme. And the timing was particularly damaging. Their report was published just before a planned $2.4 billion share sale by the group's flagship company.
Oh my God, it couldn't get any more serious for a public company like this, to be honest. And especially since when you've got, I mean, you already have so much drama out there with the market cap tanking by more than $100 billion, but also at the same time, you've got...
Initially, the sale appeared to go ahead, but then...
We have withdrawn the appeal. This decision will not have any impact on our existing operations as well as our future plans.
By the time the Adani Group cancelled its stock offering, more than $100 billion in value had been wiped from the company. Gautam Adani had lost nearly $50 billion of personal wealth. As a result, he's slipped down the rich list. But this isn't really a story about an impossibly rich family becoming less rich. No, the reason it matters is because of what the Adani scandal means for India.
Hold up.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
The Adani Group adamantly denies the allegations. It has called them a malicious combination of selective misinformation and stale, baseless, and discredited allegations. And it has characterized the report as an attack on India. Gautam Adani has been close to India's Prime Minister Modi for years, and his companies play an important role in India's infrastructure. They are central to India's growth agenda and responsible for thousands of jobs. The group accounts for 7% of all capital spending by India's 500 biggest companies. And the attack by Hindenburg Research has raised doubts about the economic miracle that's supposedly transforming the country under Modi. Gautam Adani is the face of Modi's ambitious economic expansion. Now the group is being called into question. And so too is Modi. His opponents are demanding an investigation into the accusations made by Hindenburg Research against the conglomerate. And foreign investors who have been expanding into India, particularly as an alternative to China, might now be thinking twice. Only time will tell if the accusations are true. But Hindenburg Research has, once again, shown the power of short sellers. And the Adani Group, toppled from their perch, will have to fight to undo the damage. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written by Claudia Williams and mixed by Imi Harper, with thanks to Joanna Humphreys and Alex Kratosky from the Real Money podcast. If you'd like to hear more from the series, just search for Real Money wherever you get your podcasts, or listen early and ad-free on Apple Plus.
Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate, and how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.